It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can already see the doubt in the text line from the responses as to how the game went down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Q's the problem. He overmanaged.
What? No,
he
didn't.
Overmanaged.
How did he overmanage
Royals
that game?
Royals walked eight batters. That they did,
yes.
But the strike zone sucked.
Yes, you can't walk, guys. I mean, yeah. Zerpa is the real, like, if you want to blame somebody for the loss, that's the guy that I'll pin it on.
No, I blame the refs.
In that game. And, okay.
He was out.
I'm not a blame the ref guy. Never have been, never will be, especially in Kansas City. I think we've been at times. No, he clearly was out, but you can't let those guys affect the game. You got to take matters into your own hands.
But they did affect the game. And he called him safe, and he scored the game-winning run.
But you've got to figure out a way to get past that. I'm not a blame the ref guy. I'm just not going to sit here and blame that. I've never
and
been
they
that
called
guy.
Bobby Witt Jr. out on strikes. Yeah. I bet they don't call that pitch on Soto.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens tonight. But you also got to swing the bat if you're Bobby Witt Jr.
True.
We talked about stars being
True.
Stars. Aaron Judge was not a star in that game, which we said was going to happen. But he stinks in the postseason, by the way. The Yankees should bench him tonight. He brings nothing to the table as far as postseason at-bats. 0 for 3 strikeouts, whatever. He had the golden sombrero the other night. Like Aaron Judge is about as useful at the plate in the postseason as I am. I mean, there's really nobody more useless in the postseason. Like, if somebody, like, the athletes that dominate the regular season and then don't show up in the postseason.
James Harden.
Alex Rodriguez. Like, there's a litany of athletes that play, Josh Allen, that play big in games that don't matter, and then games that do matter, they just don't show up. I mean, you could put Aaron Rodgers on that list right now. Three interceptions yesterday for him as well. Who had a worse performance, Aaron Judge with three strikeouts or Aaron Rodgers with three interceptions against the Minnesota Vikings yesterday? So but Aaron Judge is he's useless at the plate. But the Royal stars didn't show up. Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby combined for 1 for 14. Got to be better than that in those performances.
Bottom of the lineup was great.
Like, everybody complains about the bottom of the lineup, but my
fantastic
God, Yuli Gurriel scored three runs. Did you have that on your scorecard?
No.
Did you have MJ Melendez, by the way? If he's smart when he's a free agent, he just signs with the Yankees for the lowest amount of money possible, just plays in that ballpark. He's got the perfect swing for that ballpark.
That's why I said,
man,
all I want him to do is swing for the fences.
I mean, he's got
a
great
pop
swing.
Up, it's gone.
Yeah. He's got a great swing for that ballpark.
Yes, he can do what Curtis Granderson did.
Absolutely.
Remember when he went there and hit 40 home runs in 1 year?
And became a huge fan favorite. Like, MJ Melendez would challenge for an all-star game every year if he played.
He'd hit 40 home
in
runs.
New York. But, like, if I'm him and I'm his agent, I'm just telling him, look, we're going to take a one-year deal with the Yankees and then sign somewhere after that, because you're going to go there and you're going to crush. You're going to own that stadium. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen a player so tailor-made for a ballpark like MJ is for New York. Go out there and hit another one tonight.
Dusty, quit crying about the officials. I'm sorry. They broke my heart. They called him safe, and Bob Costas knew he was out.
Well, everybody knew he was out. But, you know, again, that was only the sixth inning. You still had more at bats. You got to find a way to come through, and they didn't. But now tonight's a new night. So you go back out there and you get one tonight. And if you win tonight, now you have home field advantage.
Correct.
That's all you got to do is win one on the road, and you've got home field
and
advantage.
This is the one, and this is why we were talking last week, why it's okay that Reagans didn't get the opening nod.
Yeah.
Because now you lean on Reagans, who the Yankees had not faced this year.
Right.
And now he gets to go in there five fresh full days, pitching on his sixth day.
Yep.
And Reagan should be good.
Should be great to go. I mean, you look at the Mets-Phillies series, right? Like it's going back to New York. It's tied at one. But do you really feel like the Mets have that home field advantage because of what happened and how Philly won that game yesterday? I think Philly's got all the momentum. If you go in there today.
Well, they have that off day, which is crucial.
It sucks, right? Yeah. But same with the Royals. Like, if the Royals win tonight, they're going to have all the momentum, and then we stop again because of an off day, and then we don't play until Wednesday.
Except that they get to come back home. Right. Whereas Philly's got to go to New York, so New York gets a day to, like, absorb the shock of yesterday's game, then their fandom comes out. Whereas, like, same thing with the Royals, they get to absorb everything, and then it's like, okay, hopefully it's 1-1.
Yeah, but you're going to New York. Philly has all the momentum because of the way they won that game. The Royals win tonight, they'll have all the momentum coming back to Kansas City, and then all of a sudden we're talking about, you know, the midweek as a possible clincher for the Royals and home field advantage being tied 1-1. So the split is vital in New York, and it is vital to get that win tonight. Right. If not, we're probably talking about a series that could be wrapped up sooner than any of us really wanted it to be wrapped up.
Come on, Dusty. Losers blame officials for losing. You're not a loser. Thank you. But again, and then the other thing, too, because somebody says, thank you, Bob, so much more sensitive to blaming officials after listening to everyone's after every Chiefs game. Let me be really clear before we dive into this Chiefs game. And maybe, Mac, you can help me out here because I feel like you do a good job of keeping me, like, even keel.
Try.
Blaming the officials as fans of people that hate the Chiefs that always get the calls and blaming the referee or the umpire for getting the guy out at second are, to me, two completely different things. And the reason I say that is because it's not like, okay, so when they call pass interference, or they call defensive holding in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, they call pass interference against the Bengals.
Those were penalties.
Those are actual penalties. Sorry. Yeah. Those are actual penalties. Like, those are penalties. Like, this wasn't a debate. Yeah. If, like, the way that I would say it would be the same is if Travis Kelce caught a football and his toe was out like Isaiah Likely's and the referees were like, touchdown Kansas City,
right?
That's the equivalent of the guy being called safe at second, Jazz Chisholm. I watched the game, I done. That, to me, is the difference. That's not really blaming the refs. Blaming the refs is like a Bengals fan for giving Travis Kelce a touchdown when his toe is clearly out is different than blaming the ref for calling a pass interference call when that moment happened. Whereas, like, this guy was clearly out at second to the point where Bob Costas, zero bias, was like, that's an atrocious call that could affect this game. So that's where I'm at. I'm not blaming, you know, I am blaming the umpire because that ended up being the game-winning run.
Well, you're blaming the replay officials, obviously.
True.
Not the umpire. The umpire saw that call in real time, made his call. That's fine. You have replay in place to get the calls right, and the replay didn't do what it was supposed to do. And so that's what we
did. It gave you clear, distinctive evidence, a definitive evidence.
But they didn't overturn the call. Like they have the replay in place to get calls right. The replay officials didn't do what they were supposed to do and get the call right unless Rob Manfred told them, hey, look, man, we need the Yankees to win. We need the Yankees to advance. We need the Yankees to move on because it's good for business. And it is. I mean, that's the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are great for business in the NFL. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt. The Yankees are great for business in Major League Baseball, and they're going to get the benefit of that. That's just the way it is.
But
I
don't agree with that because that's not the benefit of the doubt.
But that's the reality, guys. Like, you've got to get out of this mindset of that this is sports and this is even and this is great. This is a business first and it's entertainment second. And what generates dollars for Major League Baseball? The Yankees. When the Yankees are on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, they get over 3 million viewers. When the Astros and Rangers played on Sunday Night Baseball, they got 800,000 viewers. You tell me what Major League Baseball wants. You tell me what Major League Baseball is going to do. When there is a chance to affect the game, which we saw on Saturday, Major League Baseball sided with the Yankees. So don't leave it up to them. Go out there and execute on offense. Go out there and score a bunch of runs early. And don't leave it up to the hands of the people behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz, because you saw what's going to happen. That's just the fact. Like, I hate to pull the curtain back and tell everybody sports ain't real, but this is where it is. It is a business first, And they're going to give those type of calls to the Yankees every single time because they're such a bell cow for Major League Baseball, and everybody watches it. And so if you don't want the officials to be involved, you have to take it on yourself to not allow those officials to have a call that could flip the game by scoring more runs, swinging at more pitches, striking more guys out. Don't walk eight batters. Like, you got to take it out of the hands of the officials in that situation.
That's fair. But unfortunately, you can't do it in that situation.
In that situation, that happened there, and boom. They figured it out, and the Yankees shut down the Royals the rest of the way, and the game, as they said, at that point in time was over. But now you can't continue to dwell on that if you're in the organization.
I'm not saying you.
I'm talking generally. Like,
well, I'm considered a Bengals fan now.
If the Royals go out there and let that impact them today, they stand absolutely no chance whatsoever. No. And I know they're upset about it, and everybody's upset about it, and that's the way it goes, but you can't allow that game on Saturday to affect what you're going to do today. If you go in there today and you're still mad and aggravated, you don't stand a chance.
I don't think anybody's on that page.
No.
It's just, this is the first time we've been able to talk about it as a group.
Yeah.
Goldfish memory.
Yeah. I spent way too much time talking about a call. And apparently, guys, me and Drew Nixon are boys now because I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. According to the text line, I sound like a crying Bengals fan. So cheers, Drew. I got my orange cup. You can check it live on YouTube and all that sort of stuff. Fesco and Dusky subscribe. 100 subscribers a day, free lunch. We've yet to get free lunch. We're trying to get free lunch from the boss. If we do, it's Jersey Mike's. Hey, done. We want to talk about this football game tonight or not?
Yeah, I think we should. I think it's got a couple of intriguing moments tonight, right?
You feel like it's a backseat to what really is on tonight, which is the baseball game, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I think this is why we were talking about earlier this week or last week. I'll have the volume of the football game on, but I'll have the TV of the Royals, I think, muted, because I can watch the baseball game and hear the football game. I don't need to watch the football game and hear the baseball game. Vice versa.
I think you're going to find yourself going more to the baseball sound than you imagine tonight. I do, because I think it's going to be a close game. It's a postseason game, right? Yeah. Unless it's like the Dodgers and beer bottles are being thrown at people and it's 10-2.
That was scary.
I mean, could you imagine being out there in the middle of a
field? I'd walk off and protest the game.
I mean, people are throwing bottles and balls and all kinds of nonsense at you. Like, come on now, LA, do better than that. That was a really, really embarrassing moment last night to do.
You almost did it. I dropped an F-bomb last week. He almost says, I'm bad, man. I'm a bad man here. Like,
every once in a while, I start to slip a little bit. But you can't do stuff like that. And it makes it look bad. But no, I think you're going to start 6:30 to 7:20 sound on baseball. Football is going to start. You may switch to the sound on there. But I think you're going to find yourself back to the baseball sound more than you want to know. But I think, look, it's going to take a backseat today, the Chiefs and the Saints. There's no question about it. But still, very big game. If they lose, here's what's going to happen. The wide receivers stink. They need to go out and add somebody, blah, 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 blah. Regardless of how they lose the game, even if they lose the game and the defense gives up 40, it's going to be the wide receiver's fault somehow. But it's an opportunity game for Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't know if CEH is going to play today. He's been sick.
I believe he's doubtful. No,
I saw was doubtful, so I don't know. I'd like to see him in the game, but you know what? It's important to get a win tonight for the Chiefs. Going into the bye week, get that win against San Francisco, coming out of the bye, who I don't know what to make of San Francisco, fellas. I mean, sometimes they look really, really good, and then they lose a game like they did yesterday, and you're like, I'm not sure about the San Francisco team. But you want to stack wins. You're better than New Orleans. There's not a lot of intrigue, obviously, because it's an NFC game, so it's not like these guys are getting fired up for, the Saints or something like that. But it's an opportunity to get a win, and you look at your season, and this is probably a game you should win. It's at home. It's Monday night. It's an NFC team that you see every 4 years. Go out and beat the New Orleans Saints. But, I mean, I think we come in here tomorrow morning, we're either talking about an 0-2 deficit or a miraculous win by the Royals. And, by the way, the Chiefs had a game last night, against the New Orleans Saints. I think kind of, unless it's some sort of blowout in the baseball side of things and we just don't want to talk about it like the Dodgers, Padres, if it's a 10-2 type of game, then maybe we're going, hey, how about the Chiefs? They got a win. They're going into the bye week and everybody's excited. So, but I think everybody's going to be, kind of finding themselves and matriculating themselves back to the sound of the baseball game at some point, because I think it's going to be a compelling game.
If the Chiefs win tonight, is the AFC over?
Oh, I think the AFC's over already, man. Like, is Josh Allen capable of playing anymore? I mean, that concussion that he had yesterday.
Well, apparently he didn't have one because he came right back out on the field.
Yeah, could have fooled me. One play. Yeah, I mean, go back and watch the replay. That dude's dome hits the ground and bounces.
He
and, you know,
he was out twice.
Sure
his
out.
Hand was limp.
Yeah,
and on his wrist.
Yeah, no doubt knocked out.
And he rolled an ankle. Now there's is an ankle injury. No, I saw his head smack the turf, but whatever. I mean, and then of course their coach screws it up again. Was that not 13 seconds all over again?
Baltimore's 3-2. Buffalo's 3-2. The Jets suck. Miami should tank and trade.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is going to continue to suck. Cleveland's the worst team in football. The Bengals are now done.
Done.
Right? So these are all AFC teams. Houston's good. Houston's good.
Yeah.
Nico Collins' hamstring injury kind of scares me a little bit because their offense went completely MIA once he was out for the rest of the game. But they got to come to Arrowhead. That's a big tiebreaker.
So long from now, too.
That's December, somewhere in the middle of December.
It's right before Christmas.
Yeah,
it's the 22nd.
And
it's that Saturday before we go to Pittsburgh for the Christmas game.
And you beat Houston. I don't think Buffalo is going to be able to sustain it. They don't have anybody.
They need Devontae Adams.
They're not getting Devontae Adams because he's going to the Jets.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why, if you're Devontae Adams, would you take a trade to the Jets right now?
You know why.
I understand. I know why, but don't you want to win? Like, you're leaving the Raiders for the Jets. That's like going from ass to more ass.
But he chose
Maybe
ass.
Maybe he's an ass man.
He could be an ass man. He's Cosmo Kramer, the ass man.
I just played golf with a guy that had a polo that had the license plate that said ass man on it.
But I'm Devontae Adams, the ass man.
I kind of feel the same about Devontae Adams, the way his career goes, kind of the same way with Tua's. Like, I would love for Tua to be like, I'm going to take my money and run. I've been hurt too much, but it's not my decision to make. So I'm going to have a hard time feeling sorry for him if he gets hurt again. I'm sorry if I sound like an ass for saying that.
Yeah.
Same thing with Devontae Adams. When he hangs up his boots at the end of his career and he's like, I just didn't really accomplish anything. Dude, that's on you. You decided to go play for Derek Carr because he was your college buddy.
Right.
And then you wanted to go play for Aaron Rodgers because you drank the same ayahuasca Kool-Aid.
Right.
Sorry.
I agree.
You did it. You could have gone and played for Mahomes. I know your contract. You want to make a ton of money. But at some point, it's like, do you want to win or do you want to make money? Well, and I don't have an issue with either one. If you want to be, however you want to do it, go do it.
Who are the two teams that are trading for Devontae Adams right now? Who are the two teams that are in the Jets and the Saints, I believe, are the two teams that are in the
running. Derek Carr,
right?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's exactly right. So he's probably never going to win a ring in his career. There's no probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can't walk around and say his whole career, man, I wish I would have, won a ring. Well, you had an option to be traded, which I think he's going to get traded this week. I think he probably gets traded today or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow because it's the off day in the NFL and that's when things tend to happen. And he's going to end up going to the Jets, who are 2-3. And I think they scored 9 points against Denver and then 10 yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings.
17-23.
They end up getting 17. That's right. It was 17. You're right. And they end up losing that game. So in 2 weeks combined, you score 26 points. And Aaron Rodgers, he just looks terrible.
Bad yesterday.
He's terrible. Everybody wants to blame Robert Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett. They're bad. But your 40-year-old quarterback sucks. And it's okay to say Aaron Rodgers is washed.
Oh, of course it's okay to say it because it's true.
Yeah, but people want to shy away from that. Like, everybody wants to blame the coaches in this one. Nobody wants to blame Aaron. He's terrible. He looks awful.
Let me give you two guys that are the same in the same situation. Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers are the same surgery. Kirk Cousins just threw for 500 yards.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep-and-switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers won't throw for 400 yards all year.
Aaron Rodgers can't even run.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers will not throw for 400 yards the entire season. Kirk Cousins will have at least another game where he throws at least 400 yards. Because he actually is still able to play the position.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, sometimes, like, you just...
You get old. You know, it happens.
Like, for those people that like wrestling, CM Punk wrestled this weekend. He's old. Was it a good match? I guess. Did you watch because you were, you know, you enjoyed him in the past? Maybe. Did you watch football this morning because it was at 8:30 or Sunday morning it was 8:30? Absolutely. Did you enjoy what you watched? Not really.
Not really, like, no. Not really. Well, I mean, like, the ending was good as every NFL game is.
Yeah, of course.
But the majority of that game, I mean, I jumped in about the second quarter by the time I was, you know, I mean, done running Sam shirtless
Darnold,
yesterday.
Sam Darnold was back down to earth.
Way back down to earth. His first bad game.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson was, I guess, good, but nothing else really stuck out.
No.
Right? Aaron Jones didn't finish. Aaron Rodgers didn't even make the trip.
No, he didn't. I think Robert Saleh stayed.
Do we root more for Aaron Rodgers to suck or Deshaun Watson?
Both. Watson, probably. Yeah. Watson.
Yes!
Look, Watson impacted other lives. Yeah. And then Watson quit on his team yesterday. He's a jerk. Like, there's no other way to say. He's awful person.
Terrible.
Awful. Like, Deshaun Watson sucks.
And Rodgers sucks, but he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rodgers truly wants to win, though. Then that's the difference. I don't think Deshaun Watson gives her. Clearly, he signed with Cleveland.
Juice all over the place.
Watson! Yes!
Like, if Watson really wanted to win, he wouldn't have signed with Cleveland.
What was that first one?
Sorry.
There's juice all over the place.
From the 816, please stop talking over each other. Okay, I thought we were all going to talk at the same time.
No, I'm not going to say a word now.
Oh, okay, yeah, well. Aaron Rodgers sucks.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.